All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Security Lab Podcast. Today, we have a few wonderful hosts with us who's going to talk about a cybersecurity event in Malaysia.
You are listening to Security Lab Podcast, Season 3.
So we have Dan and Awang with us today. Dan, why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Doc. So I am the Chief Information Security Officer for a company called SINES, which stands for Sarawak Information Systems Sdn Bhd. We are a wholly government-owned company. I mean, basically, specifically speaking, technology company in Sarawak. And yeah, that's my current role right now.
Oh, great. So yep. Awang, tell us a little bit about you.
Hi. Thanks, Doc. I'm Awang Saifuddin. I'm one of the board of directors for Institute of Management of Sarawak, MASA. And currently, I'm the publicity director for MASA. So on this today, I'm also honored to play the role as the organizing chairman for the first, the inaugural Asia-Pacific Cybersecurity Conference 2023, jointly organized by MASA and SINES.
Oh, that's interesting. You have time and you have science. MASA science. Okay, great. So what's this event about? I mean, wow, Asia-Pacific security looks like a big focus there. Can you tell us more about the event?
You see, the idea of this Asia-Pacific cybersecurity conference is because that Sarawak is going towards this digital economy. We are very much taking the lead compared to, I mean, in Malaysia, we are taking the lead through the vision of our Yang Amat Berhormat Premier of Sarawak. We have the vision for post-COVID 2030, a developed state where technology and digital economy plays a huge role. And as we all know, even for the layman person like me, we understand that all this advancement of technology come also with a threat. For layman, we are like wondering how safe we are. You know, how safe we are in our normal banking system, our data or information, how easily it will be taken, you know. So these are the things that for us, we are concerned about. Now, the idea of this Asia-Pacific Cybersecurity Challenge was Cybersecurity Conference was when it was mooted by the president of MASA, the current Deputy State Secretary, Dr. Abdullah Zaidil, and through a conversation with CEO of SINES, Dr. Anderson, we understand that there is a need for a Asia-Pacific Cybersecurity Conference. Now, Sarawak always aimed to be the leader of the field, especially in digital economy field. So the leader of our state believed that why not we do an Asia-Pacific level? And that is where Dan and SINES come in, plays a huge and important role to make sure this conference is a success by lending their expert experience and also the connection to get all the very capable people around Asia-Pacific, the top leader, the expert in cybersecurity to be here. Perhaps Dan Great. Can add on a bit.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead, Doctor. No, maybe you want to say
you
something.
You know, I'm thinking this is probably the first event that I'm hearing happening on the other side of Malaysia. Is that true?
I would say yes, at the scale that we're trying to achieve and also the kind of scope that we are trying to cover and also the kind of activities that we are trying to include. So it's not just a conference. It's also a conference that has, you know, what we call the some kind of cyber challenge. What we call in this event is the Asia-Pacific Cyber Attack Defense Challenge, right? So in addition to that, we also will be having a what we call the Cyber Leadership Forum, basically a roundtable session right, where we invite decision makers, key practitioners, C-suites to sit down and actually have direct engagement with a bunch of panelists, just like, you know, in this session, where rather than just sitting there, sitting for an hour or more than that, just listening to a presentation, rather, have them actually engage in meaningful argument and, you know, conversations about three main topics, because we know these are the three areas that is often targeted by cyber attacks, for example, government, financial services industry, FSI, and of course the CNII, where we have oil and gas, health, energy and all kinds of resources. So, imagine you have the conference that has all these three components. I think it's definitely a first of its kind. I would dare to claim, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Kat, I think you've been holding your tongue a bit too long. I'm sure you have tons of questions to ask.
You asked all the questions I wanted to ask already. It's like, what else can I add? You brought up a good point about this possibly being the first cybersecurity event of this scale, because it's not just for Malaysia, it's for a region, right? Asia Pacific. And it's being held in Sarawak, which is usually unheard of, because they usually have events of this scale, regional events, in the
more affluent, bigger venue.
So one of the things that I actually wanted to ask was like, what are Sarawak's or even Borneo's unique characteristics that could pose a challenge or an opportunity for the cybersecurity industry in Malaysia or the region?
Before that, just to give you a few minutes for you to gather your thoughts. On the part of Masa, what we think is what we want to achieve from your question just now is that we want to be for sure. Normally, this scale of events, like when you mentioned this scale of events, normally it's being done in KL, Putrajaya, or maybe in Singapore, or even in Hong Kong. But you know, when you talk about Asia Pacific level of event, which is a technology event, somewhere to be held in Sarawak, this is something that is something new. But I believe that the facility and the people of Sarawak is more than ready to welcome. That's the first thing. And also, by having this level of conference to be organized in Sarawak, we can bring more of these tourists and also these business events. It's called the business events, where the delegates came from all over the world to see Sarawak. This is one of our promotional effort and to introduce more of tourism products of Sarawak.
Thanks, Awang. So maybe I can answer that. The immediate answer to what Kat was asking would be, why not, right? Because just to let you know, in case you didn't know, that the next upcoming WCIT event is actually going to be held in Kuching too.
Yes.
So there's really no reason. Yeah, it's truly an honor, and I think we're quite excited to be involved too directly. So you can technically consider that this is one of the precursors to that event. This is not the first time that Sarawak has held an international event, especially even in technology. We actually had an event called the International Digital Economic Conference, called IDEX. We've had it since 2017. Mm-hmm. That was one event that I myself was involved in developing. So coming back to how does this come into the picture? Well, I think Sarawak has always been quite unique, because we're kind of, you know, sandwiched between all the ASEAN countries, right? And locality wise, you know, it's really suitable to be the location to converge all these countries together, to invite them, and you know, being known as a unity city, right? I think it's unity city or state, not too sure. Yeah. We actually recognize for that, right? So we're pretty good at encouraging unity, right? So what I'm trying to say is that it's really a good opportunity for us to really take advantage of that location and so on and so forth.
I was also actually wondering whether, okay, I don't want to bring politics into this, but I also actually wonder whether like recent political events and kind of like pushed Sarawak into the spotlight because of so the recent GE kind of pushed Sarawak into the spotlight. And in fact, I just so happened to, one of the keynotes, or rather one of the speakers that you're going to be having at your event is the ever popular BFM presenter, Freda Liu.
Yes.
And I happened to actually be at the same lunch at her, same table as her, and she was talking about how she wanted to focus on Sarawak because it's like more activities were happening, more activities mm-hmm. were going on in Sarawak, and there was like this whole whirlwind of activity that's happening in Sarawak as a result of because of that single all important impetus mm-hmm. or political event that kickstart everything. So yeah. So
you know, it's all about pent up energy, man. Like there's a lot of pent up energy and excitement. If people were to spend enough time in Kuching and Sarawak, you realize that it's full of very energetic people. We want to really be involved in the world's development, right? So I think it's whenever we have the opportunity, and fortunately that came about due to the impetus that you mentioned just now, and you know we waited for no one. I think we went straight for it and say, hey, you know what? There's a lot of energy here. We need to actually take advantage of that. And that includes, you know, everything related to digital. And that's where, at least for me, that's where I'm an expert in. And that's why, you know, we have, you know, people who are not even in this space wants to be involved in it, wanting to know what's going on and really, contribute to it. So there you go. Here we are.
Yeah. So unleashing the pent up energy. Great.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So I'm really interested about this event. I want to know more. Can you give us a bit of a teaser as to who are your panel of experts that you're going to get into the event?
Enjoying the show so far? Subscribe now so that you don't miss out on the latest episode. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. Visit podcast.securitylaw.asia to get the links to subscribe.
Yeah, there's a lot, right? Do you want to cover this one, Awang, or do you
want? No, I think this one will be right up your alley. This is
again
definitely
my alley. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I need to give. I mean, Doc and Kat, the credit really need to give to Dan as a program director for this Asia Pacific cybersecurity conference, because Dan single-handedly contact and all the important speakers. Dan even managed to get the Minister of Communication himself, YB Fahmi, to be one of the keynote speakers. Now, this is something that I really hats off to Dan for taking the lead, in fact, for this project. So I think the really credit really to Dan. So Dan, I pass it over to you because you are really the man, guy.
No,
you're the man. You're the guy.
It's really teamwork, man. It's really teamwork. So anyway, speaking about who we can look forward to meeting and listening to, I think if you're in the information security space, you would probably know Mikko Hipponen. Yeah, Mikko Hipponen is a really articulate speaker who's an expert, you know, in his field, especially being somebody who's mitigated a lot of malware attacks and all that. So it's really, really interesting to listen to, and he'll be coming. As what was being mentioned by Awang just now, we are very extremely fortunate to have YB Fahmi, who will be, in fact, our first keynote speaker on that day. And when I met him in Putrajaya, I think a couple of weeks back, and I was quite kind of taken aback that he was actually quite knowledgeable in the recent incidents. I wouldn't say it in this podcast, and I'm like, wow, he knows stuff, man. And he knew how to articulate cyber threat intelligence, how important it is to actually have combined efforts by multiple parties and having a proper practice in penetration testing. I'm like, wow, it's like this guy who just got into his position knows how to articulate these things. I think we're in good hands. So and he was very happy to join us in this call. And then we've got a few experts. I think I've got a few names here, but I think we're just going to highlight those two for now. I think we will have more opportunity to promote more. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if you miss out one name, some of the speakers might be quite upset. Say, hey, how come you didn't mention my name on air? You know, I'm coming for your event. You got to promote me a little bit. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you know, for all the speakers, I'm sure they are equally awesome, if not greater. Of course. I guess, but of course, having the Minister of Technology and Communications of Malaysia to come and have a keynote would definitely be something that I would personally look forward to in understanding what is the government stance.
Maybe perhaps I could just add on very quickly. I'll just mention that the CEO of MDEC will be there. I think this, if I'm not mistaken, the CISO or the lead practitioner for security for Petronas will be there. We will have a Japanese company speaking also be there. We will have, if I'm not mistaken, companies I think you've heard before from Mandiant, from Alibaba, from Fortinet, all these key companies that you've heard before. But in terms of keynote speakers, we also have speakers from Australia, for example, Elaine Lega. She'll be coming from the angle of law. In fact, she'll be covering issues pertaining the main issue with talent, I would say. And I personally requested that she would cover that topic so that, you know, maybe we can really listen to how exactly can we address the issue pertaining the lack of quality talent in cybersecurity, so on and so forth. So we've got speakers from Philippines, we've got a speaker from Japan, we've got speakers from Australia, of course, Malaysia, most definitely, and in this case, in the case of Mikko from Finland. So yeah, we've got a really interesting, group of speakers covering this event. So I'm really excited myself.
Yeah. So from just at a glance, I just glanced through the information on your website. So it seems like a pretty huge event that wants to cover as many aspects as possible, because mm-hmm. there'll be business users there. Yep. There will be the technology brands will be there, cybersecurity brands will be there, and also academia will be there also. Mm-hmm. And then it's not only that, it's not just a conference. It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's also an expo, an exhibition will be there also. Mm-hmm. And then the cybersecurity or the cyber hacking challenge, right? You know, in a way, yeah. that's what it is, a cyber hacking challenge.
More like a cyber defense challenge.
So, lots of things going on there.
Exactly. So since we're talking about cyber challenge, that was another component that we had to really hard sell internally. Right, because we wanted this to truly be a regional event. So this is one of the strategy that we put in. We wanted to use that platform to invite competitors or players from all over the world. So we have people from Australia, New Zealand, Cambodia. Can you believe that? Cambodia, the Philippines. I'm not too sure. Is it the Philippines defense team? And we have a few academia members from Malaysia, a number of groups. I think we've got 10 or 13 groups already. Wow. Each group would consist of 3 people. So I'm not too sure whether they're really excited to join the competition or was that because there was a prize money given out. So either way, it's really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure to look forward to what they're going to discover or what they have to showcase during the event. Where is this event going to be held?
That's your alley, Awang.
Yeah, the event is going to be held in Pullman Hotel in Kuching, actually.
Okay. Do you have the dates?
It's on the 19th to 31st of May.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, you know, it's right close to the weekend, so people could stay over and, you know, probably explore Sarawak. There's a whole lot of things you can do in Sarawak. I've personally been there a couple of times and I still can't get enough of it. So I'm sure the rest of you who's new said, take this opportunity. Come over, join us for the conference, and then go and have a look around. You might find some very interesting things or good food. I also hear Sarawak is famous for some food.
Yeah.
It's like too many obviously to list, isn't it?
I don't know. I was like, kind of like, what else? Where do we start, man? Where do we start?
Yeah. Kuching recently, we got the City of Gastronomy. It's awarded the City of Gastronomy. That's how much we love our food. That internationally, we need to get recognized as a city that have offer a lot of food.
Yeah, with much disdain from Penang.
Side note, I'm from Penang. I'm keeping quiet.
Penang overhyped already. Overhyped.
Yeah, overhyped. I was in Penang for 9 years of my life. I can tell you. We can take it offline.
Yeah, this is not a podcast about food. We're talking about tech.
Exactly,
I probably need to start a different podcast just to talk about food and have a healthy debate over it. Right. Great stuff. So, I mean, it's barely a month and, you know, the event is going to come on board. So is there anything that you want to shout out to our listeners or those who are tuning in Is there anything that you want to share with them about the event that you think they should know that could probably help them to plan their trip and make the necessary arrangements?
Maybe, Awang, you want to take this one up?
I'll share from my point of view first, then perhaps you can add on. One of the things that is interesting about our event is this event is also HRDF claimable. Means that what does it mean is that, you know, the delegates don't need to pay the conference fee up front, but those companies that are contributing for HRDF can direct deduct from the HRDF levy account. You know, sorry, I'm reading so that I have to make sure that the term is correct. What I just confirm is that the delegates don't need to pay conference fee upfront and direct deduct from the HRDF levy account. And the levy account that will be payable to signs, that there will not be an issue. But I think what I want to highlight is that find out if your company actually contributed to HRDF fund. And this is one of the programs that you can actually attend for free by just claiming the fund that you have already contributed to HRDF. That is one. And also, I think this will be a best opportunity to meet up with a lot of business leaders, key makers from the industry, from the government agencies in Sarawak. So this will be a good opportunity for you. We also have a few of main and big main brand like Google Mandiant is coming, Petronas, our local software company Soko is here. They'll be there, and they are one of the few companies who are very influential in Sarawak. And who knows, there might be opportunity for you. And so I think back to Dan, if there is anything more you have to add.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite simple. I think because it's a first of its kind to be done here. So I think the vibe is going to be different. I think in terms of the level of, the energy, as I mentioned earlier, and how excited we are about it, and the organizers and the supporting businesses that will be supporting us, the hotel itself and the, the surrounding support systems and the tourism industry around us, I think it will really create a very different vibe than, just going to another building in KL. I mean, nothing against that. I mean, that's part of what I do also myself, but I'm just saying that holding it here does create a different environment, probably different kind of opportunity and serendipity. I really hope so. And after all, we are, going beyond Malaysia. And I think we'll be meeting up with a lot of people with different perspectives, different practices, different problems and challenges and different opportunities. And yeah, I think the last thing I wanted to mention was, I think other than the earlier components or areas of this event that will be there, we will also be having a Sarawak/Malaysia with Asia Pacific business matching. So a session that actually be held by the Australian team. So they'll be bringing actually cybersecurity companies from Australia, from I think most parts of the key location in Australia, where the cybersecurity companies will be coming here to engage with the local businesses here and even decision makers. So they're trying to also leverage on the fact that they can come in and probably partner with some of the providers here, or in fact even sell some of the services here. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to network and create opportunity here. Right. That's all for me.
Yeah. To me, it also sounds that you have an opportunity to go beyond your circle, exactly. Meet all these experts, meet very senior people in the industry whom, for all you know, may be your next boss, from this event. So, there's also job opportunities here, mind you, folks.
It all sounds very exciting. Congratulations, both of you. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
So, it's definitely sounding awesome. I'm going to go right now, book my flight tickets, because I know it's Raya, right? If I don't get it done now, I'll never ever get it done. So I'm going to go and get my tickets done. Kat, you better do too, right? We can sit side by side flying over, right? Yeah. So I'll just hook up with you offline to just discuss about how the travel plans are going to be, because I am definitely going to Sarawak to attend this session.
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
I'm looking forward.
All right. I'm looking forward to see you guys in person. All right. Let's have some good food, good sessions. Let's network. And definitely, I'm going to take a picture and post it in my LinkedIn, because if there's no picture, it ain't happening, man. Exactly. That's how it is now. All right.
Yeah, right.
So thank you very much, Dan. Thank you very much, Awang. I look forward in meeting you guys in person.
Awesome. Thanks, Doc. Thanks, Kat. Did I just say Kat and Doc?
Yes, that's how it is. That's the whole idea. You get it, you get it.
I get it, man. You caught me. Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thanks for joining us this week on Security Lab. Make sure to visit our website at securitylab.asia, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show.